There's a basic paradox when it comes to prayer. And paradox goes as follows. Either Hashem wants something to happen to you, or he doesn't. Either there's been a decree in Shomayim, or there hasn't. If there's been a decree in Shomayim, then surely Tefillah shouldn't make any difference. It's going to come to you anyway. And if there hasn't been a decree in Shomayim for you to have such a thing, then it's not going to help to daven. How can Tefillah help to change Hashem and grant good to such a person? Hashem can't be changed from wanting something to not wanting something, or vice versa. As a result of this, there are many people that say that, yeah, davening or behaving well is not going to help you get any more from Hashem. Tefillah is not going to help you achieve anything, and it can't save you from any terrible things that might be happening to you. Truth is, it's not a new question. It already comes up in Tanakh. Eoiv asks the same question in the name of the Rishaim. He raises the question that if in Hashem indeed oversees the deeds of man, why are the wicked not punished for this false belief? Pasuk says, why do the wicked live, become old, and wax mighty in power? Yet they say to Hashem, depart from us, for we desire not the knowledge of your ways. What is the Almighty that we should serve him, and what good does it do if we pray for him? Eoiv Chaf Aleph. That's huge. The Sefer HaIkrim, however, gives us an answer which I believe is one of the biggest yesodis in Tefillah. It's in Sefer HaIkrim, Dalad Yud Ches. He says it's just not true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to us. And he gives to us when we're on a certain level. And when we have a certain level of readiness to receive HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bounty, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shefa. And if we don't prepare ourselves to receive, then it's us that is preventing ourselves from receiving, not Hashem's prevented from giving. And therefore, it may well be decreed that a person's harvest may be successful in a given year. But if he doesn't plow or sow, even if Hashem grants his land the most abundant rain, the harvest will not be successful. Since the individual didn't plant or sow, he is preventing himself from receiving the good by not having made the necessary preparations. If it's true in the physical world, it's true in the spiritual world as well. In a similar manner, when we say a certain good is decreed for a person, that assumes we're on a certain level of behavior. And that is true regarding everything in the Torah. Same thing true if something evil is decreed against us. It means that we're on a certain level of wickedness, chas v'shalom. Everything, therefore, depends on our level of preparation. If our level of preparation, of who we are, changes, then the decree will change, whether for better or for worse. See, if HaIkrim gives a marshal, a king who makes a gezerah gives a decree of anyone in his land who remains uncircumcised will be killed. Anyone that does the bris milah will receive gold or silver. If a person does bris milah on themselves, you're not changing or annulling the decree. Rather, the decree is conditional and depends on the individual action. Therefore, says the Sefer HaIkrim, and this is so important for us to know, Tefillah and Hanhaga Tova, prayer and proper conduct, therefore help annul a decree at all times. And therefore, Chazal will tell us that crying out to Hashem is beneficial, whether before a decree or after. There's no question about it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will doesn't change. But from the get-go, from the beginning, all of Hashem's decrees are contingent on our level. If we change, then the decree changes. Put very, very simply, prayer does not change Hashem. Prayer changes us. What that means, therefore, is Tefillah is meant to be a transformational experience. It's meant to take us from level to level, to enable us to be ready to receive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We cannot change Hashem's mind. We absolutely can change ourselves.